Chapter 18, The Lesson of the Garden. Before starting my working day, I like to do some little things in our vegetable garden. Just some quiet time, only surrounded by the sounds of nature. The day slowly waking up. No emails yet. The plants, birds, sometimes some thoughts about the new day, often not even. It's like meditation. The nothingness before 8 or more hours of work waiting for me. Precious moments. While spending time in the vegetable garden, it may seem not much is happening. The plant will not look much different from yesterday, nor will the fruits or vegetables grow overnight. Not even the weeds seem to be in a hurry. Yet, I'm mistaken. Nature is constantly in action. There is always something changing, and when I take a closer look, I start to see things better. Or for the first time. These wonderful moments when you discover that plant starts to blossom, preparing to give food. Rewards for the time and work put into the garden. The garden holds huge lessons in patience and trust. And commitment, because the garden will only give you something when you dedicate time and effort to it. It's the gardener who needs to prepare the soil and creates the best possible environment for the plants to grow. Often that's hard labor, boring, and repetitive. You need to start well in advance. In some cases, you need to think about the next season even before this season is over. You need to collect the seeds of the plants who just gave you fruit or vegetables. Collect, dry, and store them. Label what it is and study how you need to treat them and find out what's the right moment to sow them again. You need to fertilize the soil, spade it, and then let it rest. Trim where needed. Clean and repair your tools. Build a greenhouse. When the time is ready, sow the seeds. Plant new plants. Protect the new green against invaders or unexpected cold. Give it water when needed. Not too much, not too little. When things are growing, you need to choose which plant you will give priority over the other. You totally understand that when you think you can get it all, you'll get much less or even nothing. One will steal away energy from the other or totally choke it. Then, harvest time. When you're ready at the right moment, you'll be richly rewarded. Sometimes all comes at the same time and you need to work long hours. Sometimes you even have so much of one kind you need to give it away to others because you don't want it to go to waste. And sometimes things don't go well for you. But since you've always shared from your abundance, this time your neighbor is happy to share with you. Entrepreneurs and co-workers, you are like the gardener. Your market, your department is like your garden. Your colleague isn't your competitor, but your neighbor. Journaling questions, the lesson of the garden. What does it take to treat my colleague, competitor, husband, wife, kids as my neighbor? How do I share with others to increase collective well-being? How much do I live by the lessons of the garden?